Hare Krishna. To know the meaning of challenge, know the challenge of meaning. Materialists often accuse spiritualists. You people are escapists. You run away from problems. You don't even know the meaning of challenge. There is such joy in taking up a challenge and in extending yourself and achieving goals. You don't know the meaning of a challenge at all. However, the reality is that it is materialists who don't know the ultimate challenge. The challenge that spiritualists take head on. And that challenge is the challenge of meaning. The challenge of meaning refers to the search for meaning in this world. No. Why do I exist? Why does anything exist at all? What is the point of it all? Now, the challenge of meaning becomes all the more urgent when we are confronted by our mortality and fragility. We may die at any time, and we will die sometime or the other. And when we die, whatever challenges we may have met, whatever challenges we have set, they will not mean anything to us. We'll have to leave everything. So that's why the deepest thinkers throughout history have pondered, have taken up, embraced the challenge of meaning. Now, materialists find such questions about ultimate meaning so discombobulating, so confusing, so unanswerable that they prefer not to deal with the questions only. They bury themselves in materialism, in setting and getting newer and newer goals in material life. And when they achieve some goals, then they have a whole social circle of self-congratulation. Now, one person congratulates another person congratulates another. And in this way, they pat themselves on the back. They pat each other on the back. But such self-congratulation doesn't get rid of the existential emptiness that gnaws at their heart. They also know deep down what is the meaning of it all. And they have no answers to that. And because they can't get rid of that meaning, that emptiness, that meaninglessness, so they strive, take up other challenges and they try to forget it all in the pursuit of those challenges. And in this way, they keep pursuing meaningless challenges till death ends this pursuit. Now, in contrast, spiritualists take the challenge of meaning head on. They think the search for meaning, where does it come from? It comes because I have consciousness. A table in front of me, it cannot think what is the meaning of existence because it doesn't have consciousness. So, if I have to fulfill this, succeed in the search for meaning, then I have to go beyond the arena of unconscious matter. And that's how they enter into the arena of consciousness. And exploring the spiritual reality that underlies material reality. To guide this exploration, how do I know about spirituality? They turn towards time-honored spiritual texts like the Bhagavad Gita. And in the Bhagavad Gita, they learn about their own spiritual identity. They understand that I'm a soul, and because the soul has consciousness as innate faculty, that's why the soul is conscious and the soul searches for meaning. And then they also learn that quest for meaning originates in the soul and it culminates in the Supreme Soul, the all-attractive, all-loving Supreme Person Krishna, who is the source of everything and who imbues meaning to everything. love is the ultimate meaning of everything. In loving Krishna and in relishing His love, we find the fulfillment of our search for meaning. So, by redirecting our love towards Him, whatever happens in our life, we can see that as meaningful in terms of helping us to grow in our spiritual love for Krishna. And now the Bhagavad Gita offers us Bhakti Yoga by which we can grow in this way. And it doesn't offer all this analysis of meaning as simply dogma to be uncritically accepted. It provides it as propositions that can be experientially verified. If we direct our love towards Krishna, then we will find ourselves how all of existence becomes meaningful and purposeful. How, whenever whatever things may seem to be chaotic or meaningless, we can see that they are all opportunities for us to grow in our love for Krishna. And ultimately, they are expressions of Krishna's love for us. Such a vision of love, such a success in meeting the challenge of meaning is very rare. The Bhagavad Gita 7.3 states that such people who even take up this challenge are one among thousands. They are rare. And those who succeed in meeting this challenge are rarer still. They are one among millions. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam vetti tatvataha. So, says that actually, one among thousand endeavor for perfection, and among such people also, one among thousands actually know me in truth. So, actually, it requires courage to turn away from the meaningless challenges of popular culture. Come on, let's get a new car, let's get a new house, let's get a bigger bank balance. These are all the challenges that people delight in, and it requires courage to turn away from those challenges. And this is the courage that materialists lack and spiritualists possess. Thank you. Hare Krishna.